So as what you say online about a noteworthy story or a controversial issue, could that get you fired? It's something that has been talked about quite a bit over the last couple of days in the wake of the Charlie Kirk assassination and then some of the subsequent response to that. What does it mean? And one of the things that I think we've seen a lot is we've seen particularly those on the right that are offended by what some have said, some of the negative reactions to this, almost take this kind of sleuth position where they're going to like look you, find you, and then report you to your employer.
Yeah.
And you lose your job and things like that. It's become that sort of issue. And so people are saying, look, you shouldn't be doing that. You shouldn't be reacting negatively to it. If you got nothing nice to say, don't say anything. But that's the situation that we find ourselves in. And it's this fine line of free speech and hate speech. And are you crossing that line?
Yeah, we've been talking about it all morning. And our expert this morning was saying, well, it's different if you work for the federal government or if you work for a private company. And the private company can do whatever they want. And we tell our kids, don't put something on social media you don't want people to see because it never goes away.
Mm-hmm. It's there forever.
And so I don't know if some of these people regret some of the things they're saying. The celebratory manner of some of these is disgusting.
It's ugly.
And some of these media chains are trying to figure out how many people are getting fired because of that. I don't think there's any way to tell. A Reuters report on Saturday said they had counted 15 people. An NPR report said 33. That number could be bigger. It's airline pilots, it's teachers, it's dean.
It's doctors.
Yeah.
You know, suspension from doctors. The one doctor in New Jersey who was suspended for basically kind of celebrating the death of Kirk. And, you know, he was reported by one of his underlings.
A nurse.
A nurse. She got fired. He got suspended. She's like, what? I'm just telling what happened. But you would think, you know, here's a doctor who takes a Hippocratic oath to you know, make sure you
do no harm.
Yes. And, you know, what would have happened if, Lord forbid, he, you know, Charlie Kirk was sent to this doctor and the doctor said, oh, it's Charlie Kirk. Oh, I don't like him.
I mean, every doctor I know takes their oath very seriously.
Absolutely.
And even if someone murders someone on the street in Detroit and they come to wherever, one of these hospitals, they take care of them.
They take care of them. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, and like everybody's got an opinion, right? I think that some of these opinions, I don't know that they belong out in the public space. Like Jamie said, you just got to be careful with how you're relaying that message. But it's a huge topic. And Deborah Brower, the managing partner of Nemeth Bonnet Brower, is here to talk about that with us. Deborah, it's good to have you this morning. What have you seen from the dialogue over the last couple of days? And then this more overarching issue of what happens to these folks if they put information out there that maybe their employers don't like, for example.
Well, it is a very complicated issue. Employers certainly have the right, in most cases, private employers, to terminate an employee for actions or words that may be inconsistent with the company's values or its brand. The employers, these companies can protect their brand in that way. And there's some reasons to do so. They don't want to alienate customers or clients. They don't want to ruin their reputation. But I think it does present some problems for employers right now when the information that is coming in may be from coworkers or social media. I think the companies have to be pretty careful that when they're making these termination decisions, that it's based on real information and not just bending to what someone is posting on social media. Because if they fire the wrong person or fire the person for actions that really didn't occur, then I think they're opening themselves up to, you know, maybe a claim for defamation. Certainly more bad publicity from firing the wrong person than for firing the right person.
Deborah, do these firings reflect a larger trend in the United States around policing political speech in the workplace? And how do you see this affecting workplace culture, you know, moving forward?
Well, to your first point, yes, I think we are seeing greater willingness on companies' part to maybe to give in to some political pressures, or to at least draw some lines in the workplace saying, you know, we're not going to tolerate any political speech. We've had enough of it. I do hope that companies apply that rule, if they're having that rule, to all types of political speech and not just one side or another. To your second point, I really think it does present some potential problems for workplace culture. Are people going to be ratting each other out? Does that really promote good work internally?
That was going to be my question to you about sort of the culture of people like keeping an eye on each other at work and trying to catch you and then report you. I mean, that doesn't seem like a culture that you want to be in or a society we want to live in.
No, I completely agree with that. I think that's something that companies need to be extremely cautious about. And, you know, they can send the word that, you know, that's not our culture. We don't want people ratting out. If we find out about things, we'll handle it carefully and professionally and even-handedly. I mean, I think companies, they would be better off doing that. And maybe people will take some deep breaths over the next couple of days. I think we're still experiencing the initial fallout after the Charlie Kirk situation, and maybe companies will proceed a little more cautiously. There's no legal obligation to fire employees because they speak out politically. And I think companies need to keep that in mind, not to be caught up in some of the rhetoric that we're hearing.
Have you seen instances like this where we're getting it, where these examples are so divisive? It feels like we're getting more of these cases in the last couple of years.
Oh, I think so. I think that there is definitely a trend toward responding to political speech one way or the other. I think we saw it in the Palestinian issue in the last couple of years since Israel has taken some military actions. So I think that sort of started the current trend. But I think it comes from a company's perspective, you know, a fear of losing customers, a fear of retribution. And I think the workers sort of are the potential losers here, though I think there's risk for the companies, as I said. But there's definitely increase in this. Where it comes from, you know, that's for more, you know, other opinion people to speculate.
Sure.
The divisiveness in the country, perhaps.
Yeah.
But there is less tolerance in companies certainly for this.
Deborah Brower, thanks so much for your time. Really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Anytime. Thank you.
All right. We got a sweet deal for you. It's on the other side on JR Morning.